good Lord be with you down every road you roam, and may sunshine and happiness follow you when you're far from home. Those are just a few of the words that sing us in every Saturday morning here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal, bringing you 6,000, that would be 6,000 local resources here in our community. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal absolutely adores bringing the 50-plus, their adult children, family caregivers, or those that are founders, CEOs, or administrators, or owners of retirement communities. The Oklahoma Senior Journal was the only magazine that was allowed inside our retirement communities. The Oklahoma Senior Journal has built a reputation in the community. We love vetting all of our resources that go in to our pages, because the first one that hears about it is me. They don't call the actual advertiser. They'll end up calling me. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal is very picky about who goes into our pages. We also are picky about who goes on to our radio show. And my guest in the studio today, I have a couple of dudes in here from Oklahoma Physical Therapy. Is that right?
That's right.
Look,
that's
I can
right.
say with an, with my Oklahoma accent.
That was quite good.
thank you very much. And these two guys are going to be in the next issue. That's right. So we have a section in the magazine called Senior Guidepost, and it has become extremely popular, and it does gear itself towards the founders, CEOs, administrators, and owners of retirement communities. They've been using the magazine for years to find vetted vendors, and we said, why don't we just put something in here on purpose? So we have a 32-page section that is geared towards senior communities, which we absolutely love. We've built a fantastic relationship with senior communities here after the last 29 years. So let me tell you how you can go pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal. Well, first of all, we've been digital for 16 years, so you can go to okseniorjournal.com. That's okseniorjournal.com. Once you're there, just click on this big green bar that says, hi, I'm the latest issue. And that issue will open up all 116 pages. You can zoom in, zoom out, download, print off, whatever you want to do with the magazine digitally. And if you want to go get a magazine physically, we're at 650 locations on that same website, okseniorjournal.com. You can find the distribution button on our menu, and when you do, it shows you every single place you can pick up this magazine. So if you're in the 405 area code, I can guarantee you, you'll find a location near you. I mean, we go a 60-mile radius outside the city as well. So without further ado, those doodly-doos, let me tell you about my two guys from Oklahoma Physical Therapy that are in my office today, and again, are going to have a two-page article in our next issue. So Jason Manning, he's all the way over there to my right. Hi, Jason.
Howdy.
How are you, dude?
Doing well.
All right, babe. So Jason completed the physical therapy program at Texas Women's University in 2004. What are you doing going to a chick school?
I used to say graduate from TW all the time because I didn't want to say Texas Women's University. But
I thought maybe you had something to share with me.
No, they just, it was actually a good program. They said, yeah, you can come.
I
was
like, sure. That's cool. Yeah.
I was one of two guys in the program.
You were?
I met the quota. That's kind of what happened.
I love it. Yeah. Okay. So you did this in 2004.
That's right.
All right. And then where is Texas Women's University?
The actual university is Denton, Texas.
Denton. Okay. The school, I've seen it.
The school is Dallas.
Oh, okay.
The physical therapy school.
PT school.
Gotcha. All right, guys. Cool.
So going on 17 years.
Huh? I said I'm learning things. I always do on the show. This is Jason, has completed additional training in dry needling. You got to tell us what dry needling is. I've had it done myself, and I love it.
Right?
I mean, yes.
It's like a fast effect of getting a deep tissue massage.
Yes.
We use the needles like an acupuncture. I always say acupuncture because that's what people know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's using those needles into the muscle. Just helps release it. Just so much faster than a deep tissue.
Yeah,
massage.
I was skeptical at first, but man, then I was like, please do that to me all the time.
Yeah, we were one of the first ones to actually do it in Oklahoma at the time, because it had been trending Colorado, etc. Somebody came down and trained us, and our clinic just started picking it up, 2013.
Ah, well, I highly recommend dry needling, and then you're going to help me on the next word. Vestibular?
Vestibular.
Vestibular rehab.
The old dizzy imbalance rehab. That's how it explains.
Okay, so, cool.
Just getting that system back on track. Yeah.
Well, okay, and so we're going to talk more about that in the show.
Sure.
And he completed a fellowship training in manual therapy in 2009, so that's when you've got the hands-on.
Yeah, so think chiropractic, right? You're kind of manipulating the joints, mm-hmm. things like that. So we're doing the extra training to kind of further our expertise, getting you better. So we kind of take that chiropractic model and put it in physical therapy.
There you go. Okay. He also has practiced in orthopedic for 17 years. That makes him an expert. People, you know how much I love my expert.
As soon as you hit 10, you're good.
That's right, baby. It's so true. And has a strong background in spinal and orthopedic dysfunction. So I can't even get to my next guy because we are already out of time. But Derek is coming up next, and I'll tell you all about him when we come back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal here on the Eagle
96.9.
We'll be right back with Oklahoma Physical Therapy. You will learn a lot on this show, I guarantee it.
Seeing constant changes with your seniors, from loneliness to housework not getting done, medications not being taken, or constant falls with limited supervision for your mom, dad, or even grandma? The effects of your aging loved ones can no longer be ignored. Don't worry. Synergy Home Care is here to help. We offer services from hourly care to around-the-clock compassionate care. We can help with meal preparation, escort to appointments, medication reminders, bathing assistance, housekeeping, and much, much more. Call Synergy Home Care now at 405-254-3046 for more information about our in-home complete RN assessment. Our nurse will customize a care plan specific for the care of your loved one to give you the peace of mind that they are getting the care they need. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. That number is 405-254-3046. You can also check us out at SynergyHomeCareOKC.com. Synergy Home Care, there when you need us.
Hey, Dennis with Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction. Tell me a little bit about your business.
Well, Robin, first off, congratulations to you for 30 years with the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Thank you, sir. We started in 1993. How many years have you been in business?
This is our 35th year.
Woohoo!
Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction was born in 1987. I worked for a large construction company that did all the State Farm's work for the whole state as a premier provider. I did the damaged ceilings and all the painting. I'm a master painter, but in my company, we added roofing and general contracting, and that's where we are today.
Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction.
Yes.
You also do gutting, siding, painting, and garage doors.
Everything that gets damaged by the hail, but also we do that independently as painting, guttering, siding, windows.
You're A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
And the State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board license. And the first 20 people to call who are homeowners and don't have a new roof, we're signing them up for a free inspection, go into a drawing for $200 Visa gift card.
Woohoo! Call Dennis at 405-923-5127. That's 405-923-5127. Tell us your website along with your license number.
SmoothFinishRoofing.com and State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board 800-0242.
You're probably like most people. You're doing the things you have to do now so you can enjoy a carefree life in the future. Family vacations, exploring the countryside in an RV, celebrating birthday parties with your grandkids. But what if life happens and a parent or your spouse need to move into a senior housing community? What kind of community do you need? Can you afford it financially? Where will it be located? Will the place you think offer the level of health care for your loved one? If you're intimidated by the unknowns and you have no idea what direction to go, Arrow Senior Living Advisors was designed to navigate our clients and their families through the overwhelming process of researching and selecting the right senior living community. Our strong team of advisors offer market knowledge and senior living expertise with a personal touch. It starts with a personal conversation. This allows us to better understand your current situation, your healthcare needs, budget, geographic preference. Arrow will utilize our proprietary technology called Directions to provide the top two or three options that best fit your needs. We'll provide a detailed description of each community. You decide which places you'd like to see. Arrow will coordinate tours of your preferred options, and we are happy to take the tours with you. We can help you identify the best parts of each place. Arrow can provide resources to make a smooth and seamless transition. The Arrow service is 100% free to you. Our goal is to help reduce your stress and help you make the right decision the first time. You don't have to do this alone. Arrow Senior Living Advisors.
Call 405-486-9976. Email info@arrowsenioradvisors.com.
Take a look at our website, arrowsenioradvisors.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Rick Hadrava, Managing Director of Scissortail Wealth Management here in Oklahoma City. Hey, listen, every Monday morning, I send out a report called the Energy Stat of the Week and More. It's a weekly email that covers the energy sector. We share charts, thoughts, insights from experts, interesting things all around the world, and a whole lot of other things. If you're interested in receiving this free weekly email, just email me. That's all you have to do. Email me at Rick, R-I-C-K, at scissortailwealth.com. That's scissortail, scissortailwealth.com. And just let me know that you would like to sign up. If we do that, you'll be on our list and receive every Monday our energy stat of the week and more. Also, not confident that your current portfolio is positioned to meet your objectives or weather what might lie ahead? Give us a call. We'll give you a free, no obligation second opinion from one of the financial advisors on our team at Scissortail Wealth Management. Simply email Madison Lilley, that's Madison, MADISON.LILEY, at scissortailwealth.com. Let them know that you would like a second opinion or give us a call at 405-960-3100. That number again, 405-960-3100.
Are you a member of the 50 plus crowd looking for an opportunity to travel, learn, and make new friends? OLLI is your answer. The OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute is a program offered by OSU for folks who want to stay curious about life. Classes meet in Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Bartlesville, as well as online. OLLI offers a variety of exciting courses. Some of these offerings include genealogy, games, town hall, Oklahoma geography, acrylics, history of the American West, and so many more. You must be an OLLI member to enroll. Memberships run through July 1st to June 30th and include fall, spring, and summer sessions. Scholarships are available. Don't wait. Enrollment for the fall is now open. For more information, visit our website, olli.okstate.edu, or call 405-744-5868. Remember, learning never retires.
Oklahoma Physical Therapy is your premier destination for expert personalized care for all of your physical therapy needs. Our fellowship-trained, hands-on therapists use their advanced training and years of experience to evaluate each patient with the one-on-one attention that they deserve. Your health and enjoyment of your life is the most important thing to us because it is the most important thing to you. When you visit our clinics, you won't be shuffled through a big crowd to take a number. Our three convenient clinic locations are spacious and well-staffed, and we have the solutions for your needs. Do you have pain in your neck or back and aren't sure why? We can take care of it. Do you have pain in your joints with your daily activities? We can help you get back to action. Do you have trouble with balance or dizziness? We are expertly trained to bring your solutions. Do you have difficulty with pelvic floor pain or incontinence? We have experts that know just what to do. The point is, if you feel like you aren't able to live the life you want because your pain, weakness, balance, or otherwise is holding you back, you should call Oklahoma Physical Therapy and we'll get you scheduled quickly. Call us in North OKC at 405-749-6281 or in South OKC at 405-759-7719 to make your appointment today. Let's get started on getting you back to doing what you love. Call us at North OKC at 405-749-6281 or in South OKC at 405-759-7719 or visit us online at OklahomaPhysicalTherapy.com.
Us filling all forever young with some Rod Stewart, and here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal, here on, where are we? The Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. The Oklahoma Physical Therapy is who I have in the studio today. I've never had a physical therapy group, and I'm so excited to have these guys on because they're going to be in our next issue with a 2-page article. Yay, yay. We have so much to cover today. So I want to also get introduced to you another physical therapist who is Derek Lehman. How did I do?
Perfect.
Beautiful.
Nailed it.
Thank you. Okay, so Derek, he completed his physical therapy program at OU Health Science Center, right?
That's it.
Are you an OUer guy?
No pokes. Both of us actually went to OSU.
Oh, you did?
For undergrad, and then so I went to PT school. Yeah. So I'm just spreading it out, you know.
There you go. That's right. I mean, they're both Oklahoma teams. I do like some pokes, too. So you completed in 2013. Mm-hmm. So you also completed additional training in the dry needling and the vestibular rehab. We're not learning that that's about dizziness, but we'll talk about that more in the show. And he completed his fellowship training in manual therapy in 2018. He also has a strong background in spinal and orthopedic dysfunctions. And here is a tidbit about his life. He speaks Spanish. Thank you. Ahead. Go for it.
Oh.
Come on the spot.
Does anybody else in here speak Spanish?
No,
okay.
But I speak Italian a little, so okay. Maybe I'll kind of know what you're saying.
Bit. Okay. Puedo hablar español, no está perfecto, pero si habla español y necesita venir a terapia física, puede venir con nosotros.
Sure. Hallelujah.
I agree.
I do. I think I do. I'm not 100% sure I agree, but yeah. somebody just turned the radio on and went, Mildred? When did they turn that 1640 to Spanish? That's exactly what somebody was just saying. So you lived in Honduras with wife for a year. And what did you do there? What was y'all's, before you became a physical therapist?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, no, we wanted to go live somewhere in Central America. My wife's family is from there, and it's something she'd wanted to do for a long time. And so it was just a good opportunity, a time frame to go there. There's an orphanage there called Orphanage Emmanuel. You could look
Google
it up.
It's Orphanage Emmanuel.
That's right.
Okay.
It's in Honduras, and it's very large. There were about 400 kids there at the time.
Wow.
I think there's more than that now, but we just got plugged in to what the needs were they had at the time. My wife taught in the school, taught art, and helped out in one of the houses with the babies and young mothers, and I was put in charge of the pig barn. And I know nothing about pigs or farming, so it was
a trial and error.
It was quite a time. I learned a lot about pigs from teenagers in Spanish, so
oh, wow.
it was pretty exciting.
That's so cool that you can speak it that fluently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's
and he
great.
Doesn't think he does.
Wow,
he really does. He's like, I'm not that good.
No, I really enjoy it, and I have several Spanish speaking patients, and I really enjoy it. I've learned. I feel like my Spanish has gotten better, honestly, since we've been back because it's just a different context of, you know,
sure.
in a medical context versus cleaning up pigs' messes context. So
I love
pretty
it.
Different.
You felt like the prodigal son for a little while?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I love it. That's so cool. Okay, I got a couple of great guys in here. So let's get in to our first question. What is, and both of you can take this question on too if you want, or you can assign somebody, but let us know who's talking. What is your philosophy for treating patients?
Yeah, I'll take
this. Jason's taking that.
This is one I could be an hour on.
Okay.
Just because this is like, I feel like the million-dollar question for us right here is how we treat the clients or the patients. Because 17 years doing this, I got to see the bad in the good way and how the way I really want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes down to healthcare is expensive for the patients specifically, and you want to make the time worth it. Like, it's valuable.
Yeah.
And so the biggest thing we do is just the amount of time we spend with each and every person. It's not usually done in physical therapy.
That's true.
Because usually the bottom line dictates how you treat somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We have said we're not going to live that way.
Jason,
we're going this other way. So thank you.
But, I'm serious.
Yeah, and that's the way we've been running it the last 7 years. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it this way because this is how God would probably want to run this. Is just like this way. So
I love it. So you're all about the patient, all about the relationship.
Yes.
You're not. I mean,
I'm not trying to put 20 people in the office at one time.
Good.
We don't mess with that.
Good.
It's a few people, and we're one-on-one. That's how you get to know people.
Right.
Is by spending the time with them. So
I went to a doctor very briefly because he walked in literally as he walked out is how he was treating. He was doing his treatment in his walking out.
While he was
out.
Moving away.
Yeah.
Wow.
The 5-minute session.
And he would stand at the door, and I would like, would you come on in? He goes, I already went. I've already been in. No. You can't get told anything to any.
We hear that a lot, actually. We hear that a lot. And I feel bad for the doctors because they've got to cram a lot of people in. But, yeah, we hear that a lot.
But you guys own this. You are the owners of
this. This is how we want to run it.
Set the world on.
And that's really one of the advantages for, you know, for us as physical therapists versus, I mean, because the doctors, you know, they have the ability to run lots of tests. They have, you know, knowledge we don't have, but we have with the patients is time. Like you said, doctors, their schedules are built as such that, you know, they get, you know, 5-10 minutes if you're lucky, where we get that hour that not only we get to use for treatment, but also to kind of learn what is important for that individual. You know, where obviously if someone has pain, we're trying to address that. If they have dizziness, we're trying to address that. But the larger point is like, well, you know, that if you can move your shoulder better, that's great, but it doesn't really matter if you're not able to do the thing that's important to you. You know, if you want to go fishing, we're going to work on fishing. We're going to work. If you want to work in your garden, we're going to, you know, what do we need to do to be able to do that? If you want to play with your grandkids, what does that look
like? Pickleball.
Pickleball. If you want to play pickleball, what do you need to be able to do? And so if you're here for your knee, we're going to treat your knee, but we're also going to work on, you know, how are you able to move in space? Are you able to, you know, we might work on your shoulders if that's what you need to be able to do what you need to do. So we're able to take a look at not just, you know, what the original reason is someone's coming in, but kind of look at what's important to them and how do we get them to be able to do those things.
And when someone talks to you, they actually reveal more than they even realize they are. And then y'all are picking up on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so what makes Oklahoma physical therapy different? And this is a little two-part question. Does Oklahoma physical therapy have any special or unique training? So what makes you different, and what's some of your special training and uniqueness you
do? That kind of tags along to the first question. This is Jason, by the way.
Thank you.
is the certifications we do have. We decided as owners and practitioners, we really do want to be at the top of our game. And we know we're not going to be able to do it for every single thing. But when we go to a fellowship, that truly is the highest credential you can really get in physical therapy. You went the extra mile. And then we started kind of relaying that to pelvic floor, balance, dizzy, like just dry needling, just getting more and more certifications to kind of show we are the best at what we do. And we can still do it this way, which is spending time. You're going to come and you're going to get the best of the best. That was kind of the idea with the certifications. So the people we hire are all driving towards that, trying to get that goal.
Oh, that's great, guys. So y'all are all very like-minded.
Yes.
And I don't know if we're going to get a ton of this answered, but we will after the break. I do want to ask, how do you treat the spine? But you brought up something about pelvic, what'd you call it?
Pelvic floor.
Flooring. We will pick that up in a minute. But yeah, I know they're throwing out terms y'all don't know yet, but just know we will cover some of these things they're talking about. So how do you treat the spine?
The spine. I like that one.
That's Jason again.
that is like the niche for us.
Okay.
Because it's what's lacking in physical therapy at school. We don't learn it as enough. And so when we come out, most PTs are like a little nervous about treating spine. So the certification, the manual, the fellowship is about that. It's about spending truly an hour. Somebody with back pain comes in, truly you're getting an hour of time with us as we go over everything through the we're putting you to the test. You know, visually, subjectively, test, and then we use those to then decide what we're going to do. Is it going to be a manipulation? Is it going to be just exercising? What is it going to be?
So you're, and is there a machine? Or is this all just hands-on? Y'all are just touching and talking?
We're usually just hands-on.
Hands-on, yeah.
People love the touch.
Yes.
They love the touch.
Very much.
Not,
so that's
not machines.
Great. Don't
not
put
machines.
Them in a machine.
We're not doing that.
And you just talk and ask questions, and as you're manipulating with your hands.
Yeah.
That's
Tests.
Great.
Yeah.
Which is called the manual therapy.
Manual therapy. That's the hands-on treatments. And then that's a great bridge then to not only to help the parts move better, but then to get someone's pain down so that they can do those exercises and get stronger and build from there back into doing those things you want to do. So that's the connection.
We got to go, but we'll come back.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Where are we? Again, we're on the rise. See, I get way too into these shows. Y'all are good.
Oklahoma City?
You're on the Eagle. Where am I? Oklahoma Senior Journal. Radio, something like that. On the Eagle.
96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Oklahoma Physical Therapy. These guys are experts in their field. Hey, guys, that's us coming back in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. Which, guys, what does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Ooh, y'all get almost
of Oklahoma City.
And the surrounding areas. Okay, Oklahoma Senior Journal loves having these shows where we can tell you and educate you more on, via the air. And these guys are going to be in our next magazine. So they'll have a two-page article. The Oklahoma Senior Journal is something that we are proud about, being able to bring you resources like this. And I always beg my marketers inside the magazine to do articles over ads. So that's what these guys are going to do. And it'll be about an 850-word article with some photos. And I want to be able to let people know that physical therapy is not just physical therapy where you just think somebody's working, moving your leg around, moving your arm around after surgery. There's so much more to it. I had a knee surgery, and the dry needling was literally, I thought, the best thing I did. On, I mean, everything else was important too, but the dry needling made me feel the best.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
After your knee surgery?
After knee surgery.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I dug it. And physical therapy, you know, they used to just make you go put a cast on and not do anything, and then your leg would not really move very well.
Were you sweating when they put the needles in there?
At first, I was very nervous. I had to be talked into it. Yeah.
I agree.
But then it was great. I loved it. Every time I was like, we're going to do the dry needling, right?
We hear that all the time, too.
Yeah. So here's our next question. I think we've covered the spine, but if you guys think up anything else you want to say there, but here we go. We're going to talk about pelvic floor therapy. Seriously.
Right.
What in the world? And how can this help me? How can that?
Yeah, this is Jason. I'll start this one. Yep. Derek, you can chime
bounce in.
But pelvic floor is just the muscles of the pelvis, right?
Okay.
It's kind of our moaning and groaning type muscles. If we go to the restroom or this or that. And you know, when we brought this on, it was kind of like, well, is there a big need for that?
Mm.
And the therapists were like, yes, this is one of the most underserved conditions out there, especially amongst the female population.
Yes.
And so the kind of dysfunctions that they treat, it's not Derek and I, it's female driven pelvic floor. They're specialists at their highest level as well.
And so at your locations, you have...
And private room.
Private room, okay.
Private rooms.
One-on-one.
Oh, yeah, just one-on-one.
That's great.
And which goes just right along with our philosophy, right? And so what they're able to do is say, okay, you've got incontinence, you know, which is just trouble going to the bathroom.
Right.
And you'd be surprised how many women have that type of dysfunction.
Oh,
it seems
crazy.
To be common. Like my aunt was like, I thought that was normal. It's like, no, it's not normal.
Yeah.
And that's what they opened our eyes to is like, wow, this once again goes with our philosophy, kind of just serving the need. And so they start seeing pelvic dysfunctions. It's incontinence, it's prolapse, could be just straight pain, pain from birth, something.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. It's just always something with the pelvis that can be a dysfunction, especially in the female population. So they bring this on, and this is not just the Kegel exercises.
Right.
That's what most people think.
It is.
Like, well, I'm just gonna squeeze, right?
And right. Like, no.
It's farthest from it. Usually it's not the Kegel exercise. Usually something's a little too tight in there, and they'll have to go in there and actually manually release it. So manual therapy comes up again. So it's amazing just what they've been able to do, Taylor McKenzie, in this arena, and we truly are becoming the one-stop shop for that. People in Oklahoma City around us, people have come from Lawton to see them. Because it's just such a need.
Yeah, there's not
many therapists that do that.
I hadn't heard of it at all.
And they've taken it to the next level.
Mm. Yeah. So, I mean, we're kind of touching on this next question. So there's the Kegels therapy where you squeeze and release for. So does that help along with this pelvic floor dysfunction?
It may. You know, and the Kegel is for if the muscles that they've determined actually aren't working, right?
Okay.
Like maybe you can't hold to go to the bathroom and so it comes out. And so a Kegel might be an option, but that's more of like a home exercise.
Right.
They're going to get in there and strengthen and do a little bit more to where you can go do your daily routine, might be just walking around the mall, might be just gardening, something without feeling like I need to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Like Jason mentioned, you know, someone had asked him and said, you know, I thought this was just normal. And even if it not normal, but very, very common.
Yes.
And one, I think it's something that, that people don't really talk about because, you know, it may be a sensitive topic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's one of those things that even for a lot of physicians that we've talked to, they don't even realize that this is an option.
That's
true.
And so
you have to educate the physician.
Exactly. And the pelvic floor, we're still talking about muscles and nerves, right? Mm. When we're working on someone's back or someone's shoulder, there's muscles and nerves that we're pinpointing, okay, this one is not functioning the way we want it to be. And the same rule applies. It's just a different part of the anatomy. And so that's where, you know, Taylor's going to come in and help someone work on, okay, we're going to try to make this muscle stronger. You're having some pain at this muscle. This nerve may be a little overactive. And she has specific techniques for all of those different issues. And so when you think of it in terms of these are still muscles and nerves, it's just a different part of the body.
Mm-hmm.
That really makes more sense to why this is something that, you know, we as physical therapists with this advanced training can do something about.
Okay. And it's called pelvic flooring therapy.
This is Jason. And just a reminder, it is a private room.
Right.
One-on-one. No one else.
And it's a woman working with you.
That's exactly.
Yeah. I was telling.
Men still can come.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? They can treat men.
Okay.
And men's dysfunction is usually along incontinence or maybe erectile issues.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where they're at. And then the women is more pain or incontinence as well.
Right. Exactly. I was telling the guys when the microphones were off that I have struggled with bladder control, yours truly, since I was in high school.
Wow.
And yeah.
That is a long time.
And I've had no kiddos. I've had lots of dogs. Not personally. I mean, I didn't birth them. But
thanks for clarifying.
There's no kids. Yeah. You're welcome. And but so this is revolutionary to me. I'm very excited to know about this. And I would think that Oklahoma Physical Therapy takes all the major insurances. Go ahead.
We do, other than Cigna, I believe. But yeah,
okay.
Pretty much anything you got. And there's always variations of all the different insurances. We take Medicare.
Okay, good.
We take Blue Cross.
All the major players.
All the major plans. Yeah. So, and just, you know, what you can do is you can call us at North OKC at 749-6281 or in South OKC at 759-7719. And
you have to give both of those again. That was way too fast.
Okay, too fast. Let me look at it here again. So
somebody's pencil broke.
So at North OKC, we have 405-749-6281 and South OKC, 405-759-7719. And what we can do for you then is if you just give us your insurance information, we'll check your benefits for you and
perfect.
Tell you exactly this is
love
what it's
it.
Going to look like. So you don't have to guess.
Yes.
You don't have to wonder.
Okay.
We'll get all that together
for
you.
You can even text those numbers and get a response.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good. So this is Oklahoma Physical Therapy. That's also their website, Oklahoma, spell it out, physicaltherapy.com. All right, guys, let me ask you this next question. What does vestibular rehab mean? Did I even say it right?
You did. Very close. Vestibular.
Vestibular.
With an E. Yep.
Okay.
So this is Derek talking here.
All right.
So yeah, it's a weird sounding word, but the vestibular system, it really what we're talking about is balance and dizziness.
Mm-hmm.
The vestibular system specifically is in your inner ear. It's like a little gyroscope in your inner ear.
Mm-hmm.
But your balance is more than that. It had, like we were talking about earlier off the microphone, that it has to do with your vision. It has to do with your feet touching the floor, your hands touching the floor or touching, you know, the wall or a rail, and then the vestibular system on the inner ear. So our brains are really neat in that we have multiple systems that are talking to our brain all the time and telling them where we are, whether we're sitting down, whether we're laying down, whether we're moving, whether we're turning. And normally all of those systems are telling our brains the same thing. And
okay.
So, but sometimes something can get thrown off, whether it be in the inner ear or whether, you know, you have trouble with vision or whether you have diabetic neuropathy in your feet and you can't feel well. Sometimes when those systems aren't all saying the same thing, it makes your brain confused, and dizziness is the result of that.
Wow.
So
never had that explained.
There we go. That's the kind of the 30,000-foot view of what that is. But, you know, we can get into, there's lots of different diagnoses within that overarching theme, but that's the basics of it. And Everybody, I think most people have experienced dizziness for one reason or the other, and that's part of what we do is to in part of that first evaluation is one, determine if you're appropriate for physical therapy, but two, if so, then you know what is the source of that dizziness, because it's not just one thing. There's there's lots of different sources, and so that detailed evaluation tries to kind of parse out what the source is and how we can address it.
Love it, guys. All right. We're going to take another break, pay for a little air real estate here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, again, stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Here on the Eagles.
96.9 FM.
I am with Oklahoma Physical Therapy. We've got more questions here that are going to enlighten you. We will be right back.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Join us at the Oklahoma Senior Games this September and October. There are 24 sports to choose from. Don't limit yourself to just one. Register at okseniorgames.com. Phone number 405-821-1500.
I've seen their shirts and medals. They are spectacular. The medals have real feathers attached.
I'd compete just to get a shirt.
Let's see if we can name all the sports before our time is up.
You say one, then I'll say the next one. Ready, go!
Basketball.
Golf, croquet.
Water walking.
Race walk.
Power walk.
Archery.
Swimming.
Cornhole.
Road race.
Line dance.
Bowling.
Track and field.
Golf.
Triathlon.
Cycling.
Tennis.
Table tennis.
Pickleball.
Shuffleboard.
Volleyball.
Weightlifting.
Fitness.
Racquetball.
We did it.
Maybe we could say them twice.
I don't think so.
Now we're off to train.
Join us at the Oklahoma Senior Games. Register at okseniorgames.com. 405-821-1500.
When you're considering a move to a retirement community for yourself or a loved one, you want to find a community that cares. Bellagio Senior Living offers great services at convenient locations in Edmond and Oklahoma City with caring staff and great residents. Some of our families and residents say, this place has everything we needed. The administration is so caring. The neighbors we met were just delightful. Bellagio Bradford Village is an independent and assisted living community located near Danforth and Boulevard in Edmond. A two-time recipient of the Pinnacle Customer Experience Award, Bellagio of Bradford Village provides outstanding services and care to seniors in our area. Bellagio of Oklahoma City offers assisted living and memory care services conveniently located at Portland and Memorial. For more information, visit VillagioLiving.com or call 405-697-0890. 405-697-0890.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with The Eagle, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that to line where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS, 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it. It'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Are you or someone you know needing assistance accessing a COVID-19 vaccine or booster? Do you struggle with scheduling an appointment, transportation to a vaccination site, knowing when and what vaccination to schedule, deciphering misinformation, or are homebound due to a medical condition? Oklahoma Human Services, in partnership with the Health Department, can help. Eligible individuals and their family caregivers may receive COVID-19 vaccine and boosters for free. Getting vaccinated is one of the best tools we have to protect yourself and your family from COVID-19. Call or text 918-948-0810 or 918-931-0346.
This is Robin Gunn. We are on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Here on the Eagle, we are with the Oklahoma Physical Therapy guys. I've got Derek Lehman and Jason Manning. They are owners, so these guys can write exactly how they want to treat you. They are not beholden to any corporations or any entities whatsoever. So they spend time with you. At the minimum, they're going to spend an hour with you, but sometimes more. If it calls for it, they will do it. And so physical therapy is just a myriad of things, as we're learning in this show today, and can deal with many issues, including incontinence, which is incredible, and also just any kind of thing to do with any of your joints and your movement and pain. Myriad of things, balance, dizziness, vertigo. And so the next thing I want to talk about is how common is falling, and can anything be done about that? Is it worth working on? I mean, sometimes people just go, oh, I'm getting older, so I'll fall. Mm-hmm. But you can't have that attitude, because you could end right up in a, you know, flat on your back in a hospital, and you've got broken things.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is Derek talking here. I have some numbers I want to throw at you just real quick, just to kind of give some background to what you just said. Says that, so each year, 3 million older adults are treated in emergency departments for a fall injury. So that's not that's not just 3 million falls. That's 3 million trips to the emergency room. So 32,000 deaths per year from falls. And it's
oh, my word.
You know, yeah. And and so, let's see, 300,000 older people are hospitalized for hip fractures, and 95% of hip fractures are caused by falling. Now,
95%.
Right. And so what is important for us is to avoid that. You know, we can help if there has been a fall and there's an injury that needs to be recovered from. But what we would love for everyone is for that fall to not occur. And like you said, I think a lot of people feel like falling is just part of getting older. And that just doesn't have to be the case.
Right.
And so there are a few ways we address that. One is strength. Not all falls are related to dizziness. Mm-hmm. Many are, but one of them. But in order to be able to stay upright and moving around, you need to be strong. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to assess strength as well as balance to make sure that you're strong enough to get up from the chair, to walk around the house, to walk around the store, to walk around at work, to go up and down stairs as you need to, whatever it is in your particular life that you're strong enough to do that. Mm-hmm. And then the other aspect of that is then, you know, are there balance issues that may put someone at risk for falls? And
right.
So that's where we're going to use a set of tests to to check that out to see, you know, if there, even if you haven't fallen, are you at risk for falls based right. on these other variables? And then if so, here's how we're going to address it.
Right. My mom's posture is even being affected. And mm-hmm. so I want to definitely get her in. Should we go on, Robin?
Absolutely.
Quit it. She also does furniture walking. I'm sure y'all know what that is, where she checks where the closest furniture is and then mm-hmm. she'll touch it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that's how she navigates through the room. She didn't know I was noticing that. I was like,
How's her vision?
Good.
Good?
It is good.
Okay.
It truly
okay.
is, yeah.
Well, and then, yeah, that she may then have some of a deficit in her vestibular system. Because
right.
if she's touching things, mm-hmm. that means that maybe one of those other systems isn't working as well. So she's
right.
relying extra on the touch portion of
exactly.
the balance. And so that's kind of how we, you know, work through that evaluation, is try to figure out, you know, what maybe you are overemphasizing, and that would give us some clues about what we maybe need to
right.
work on.
And so that's great. And so she has Medicare and secondary insurance. So I know that there will be a small copay, but it won't be much. So do you have anything to add, Jason?
Yeah.
Okay. I could tell you were pensive over there.
I don't like what you're saying. Especially with falls. I mean, there actually is a commercial where this older guy goes and gets his kettlebell and he's trying to get stronger and stronger and stronger.
Yes.
And so it just shows it. And then it's at the end, it's him lifting up his granddaughter mm-hmm. to get mm-hmm. like put on a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best feelings is when we treat somebody, if it's 65, 70, 75, and they truly have come here because they are falling or because they just can't even walk to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's what we are here to do, mm-hmm. is
right.
to get you able to do those things that you just took for granted for all these years.
Mm-hmm.
But now you need something,
mm-hmm.
you need some help because something is off and it's not normal.
Right.
And that was always the thing, like even my grandma, treating my grandmas all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, well, it's just part of life. And
no.
you're like, no, that's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not normal
right.
to me. It shouldn't be normal to
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. That's right.
And so there is someone to always see for that. If it is a dizziness, a vestibular mm-hmm. something, or multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's. I mean, there's just mm-hmm.
And y'all can work with all of that,
oh, yeah.
too.
Because they all affect some of the same issues of the mind, of the legs, of the feet, and all relates to balance,
mm-hmm.
gait, dysfunction,
yes.
strength, et cetera, et cetera.
And you're never at an age that you can't make improvements in those areas.
Oh,
there's no upper limit that, you know, well, now it's too far gone. There's always improvement that can be made.
Okay. So what if somebody's already taking medication for dizziness? Can they still benefit from balance rehab?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is Derek again. Absolutely. You know, medications are great, you know, in a certain context, but they don't treat all, you know, all of those calls for, or all those reasons for dizziness
or falls. They don't fix the problem.
Exactly, yeah. exactly. So they may be treating the symptoms, so they help you feel better kind of periodically. But what we're looking at is to try to figure out what are the causes for that dizziness, and can we address that, especially the vertigo that some people may be familiar with called BPPV.
Mm.
That's more of an inner ear one where it feels like the room is spinning around you. It, when,
yes.
it comes and goes very quickly. Mm-hmm. It happens to a lot of people, mm-hmm. But the, you know, medication doesn't do anything for that, and there's a simple treatment that between one and three treatments, it can totally take
You're
care
cleared.
Of that. So
yeah.
That's incredible, guys.
Yeah, yeah. So that's just one type of dizziness.
You're opening up a whole new
right.
world.
Yeah. People always think it's dizzy, but vertigo is different.
Yeah, it is.
The world is spinning
mm-hmm.
is vertigo
mm-hmm.
versus dizzy.
Right. So there's, and that's where we come in, because we want to help you figure out what it is that I'm feeling and what it's the specific way that we can work to address that. It's not just one size fits all. And so
I love it. Okay, guys, we got to take another break. We are coming back. This is our shortest break, so we'll only be gone 1 minute. So when you come back, have pencils and paper ready. We're going to show you and tell you how you can get a hold of these guys, because everybody needs to at least call them and ask them some questions, because everybody has one of these issues, or you know somebody that does. So we'll be back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
These guys are on point now.
On 96.9
Eagle, shortest break, 1 minute.
Forever, ever,
Well, this is Robin Gunn coming back in here. I don't want to waste any time. I want these guys to be able to wrap up the show and tell us what their takeaway is. I'm going to throw the mic right now to Derek Lehman.
First of all, I want to say thank you for letting us come
Absolutely.
On with you.
Absolutely. It's been awesome.
Been great. The main thing we want to remind people of or let them know if they didn't know before that physical therapy can help with a whole host of issues that are very common but also very treatable. So like we've talked about before, whether you have pain in your neck or your back or stiffness, mobility issues, we can help address that. Joint pain, if you've had a surgery, we can work with that. More specifically with pelvic floor dysfunction, we can help with that.
Which is incontinence.
Absolutely. Yeah. Balance, dizziness, anything like that. We really have a large toolbox. We have lots of different options at our disposal to help with a wide variety of needs. And so if it has to do with being able to move or be active and live the life that you want to be living, there's something that we can do to help with that.
See, and that's why they should at least call for a phone call, consultation, something like that.
Absolutely.
And they take all the major insurances, people. So how does one get a hold of you? What's your website?
So our website is OklahomaPhysicalTherapy.com, all spelled out.
Okay. And so we all know how to spell
it.
Oklahoma.
Okay, Oklahoma, and then physical therapy is, let me look at it here to make sure I don't mess this up, P-H-Y. SICALTHERAPY.
Beautiful.
.com.
So, Oklahoma Physical Therapy. And you have three locations?
We do. We have North Oklahoma City, which is where Jason is primarily, which is just north of Memorial on Penn.
Okay.
And then
right near Dick's Sporting Goods.
There you go.
Okay,
you
perfect.
Go. Super Target right there.
Okay.
And I am in South Oklahoma City, just off of Southwest 104th and Penn.
Okay. And then your third location?
It is off 63rd in Portland.
Yeah, very central located. Okay. It's right here by the studio. And tell me phone numbers to north and south. So first we'll go north and slower down.
Okay. North Oklahoma City. The phone number is 405-749-6281.
That's the north side.
And then in South Oklahoma City is 405-759-7719.
Beautiful. And you guys are on Facebook?
We are.
Just under Oklahoma Physical Therapy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go like their page. I already have. So please go do that. Make sure you like the Oklahoma Senior Journals page. Captain Obvious. I had to say that. I am going to give out these phone numbers. So the north is 405-749-6281. Their south location is 405-759-7719. And it's OklahomaPhysicalTherapy.com. I've been talking to Jason Manning and Derek Lehman. They, Jason will handle you on the south side. Start that again. Jason will handle you on the north side, and Derek will handle you on the south side. Please call just for questions. I'm telling you. I'm getting my mom in there. I'm going to get in there. So we are going to bring this all the way up to our personal recommendation. Thank you both for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, absolutely. Robin Gunn here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. We've been talking to Oklahoma Physical Therapy. Thank you so much for listening in. We'll see you next week here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Here on the Eagle
96.9 FM.